scripture for this morning that's on the calendar for today is Titus 2:11. The first one is first. This one's first. And when I read it, I thought, you know, kind of shake your head. Yes, you know, yes, okay, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Yes, it has. But to open with it just seemed a stretch this morning. And so I did a little chasing of history of this verse. And why was it said? Why was this verse stated? And it was stated because in Judaism, the very thought of the salvation of God being brought to all men was an anathema to the Jews, because they want it just brought to the Jews. It's for the Jews, by the Jews. It's exclusive. And they were very exclusive. And it said in antiquity, many different groups were very exclusive. And so this is a mind-boggling thought. This little sentence, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And it is available to all men. This just was blowing their minds away. And so it was stated emphatically, and God wanted it said. And it is good news. So it's a difference of having darkness and having something that is only for the Jews to having light and brightness and their minds open, that God is for so loved the world, not just the Jews. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him shall be saved. Amen. So, anyway, after I did, I thought, oh yeah, okay, that's okay. Then I thought, I'm going to turn to the Message Bible, and I did. Let's stand and let's say it together from the Message translation. God's readiness to give and forgive is now public. Salvation's available for everyone. Glory to Amen. God. Amen? Huh? Amen. It is available, and we need to know that. We need to keep that in our mind. So everybody that we come in contact with, we can say, salvation is now available to you too.
Amen.
I've got it, and it's great. And I love being saved, but you know what? You can be too. Yeah,
Amen.
Let's try it.
Amen.
Maybe we'll get some more people saved. Amen.
There you go.
Lead them to Jesus.
There you go.